This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. This year's John Moyle weekend is going to be held over the weekend of the 20th and the 21st of March. AHOUS is planning on doing the event and we are looking for members who wish to take part. We've not yet decided on the location, but we've had a good offer of an excellent location. You can take part in only a few hours of the 24 hours, or you can take part from your QTH instead of the AHOUS contest location. For more details, go to the WIA website and look up John Moyle 2021, and you will find there are a number of categories you can choose from. 24-hour portable operation, multiple operator, 24-hour portable operation, single operator, 6-hour portable operation, multiple operator, 6-hour portable operation, single operator, home station 24-hour, and home station 6-hour. The John Moyle is not a typical contest event where many participants are hell-bent on getting the highest score and can be quite rude to folks who are not used to the cut and thrust of other contests. It's meant to be a fun event. Pat the Treasurer tells me the subs are rolling in quite fast this year, mostly by direct deposit. If you do not have this facility, you can pay in person at the next general meeting. The guest speaker for the March meeting will be Brian, VK5VI, and he will be letting you into the secret of how the Sunday broadcast goes to air each week. The subs are still $20 for WIA members and $25 for non-WIA members, if paid before the end of March. After that date, there will be a $5 late fee. You can play by direct deposit, and the name of the account is AHAS. The BSB is 105186, and the account number is 036-248-940. I will repeat that. The BSB is 105186. The account number is 036-248-940. Please do not forget to include your name and or your call sign in your details. Pat is sending emails to those who have paid to make sure we have their correct email address. AHAS is running a training and assessment weekend this weekend at the Shack. Thank you to the volunteers who've made this event possible. We're hoping we can have a Back to the Shack breakfast during March. You may remember we had breakfast at the Shack regularly before the pandemic hit us. Keep an eye on your emails and your ear on the Sunday broadcast to find out what AHAS is planning for 2021. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week's 73.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. Our repeater woes continue. After many hours of work and head-scratching, our highly talented and dedicated repeater team has achieved the maximum possible efficiency from our bluff repeater system. Unfortunately, because of an enforced move from the tower which has hosted the VK5RMG repeater antennas for many years, we have had to relocate them to a slightly shorter tower, and their location on that tower is less than ideal. The tower itself and a number of commercial 70 centimetre antennas are between our antennas and what we believe to be the ideal spot. This has resulted in poorer coverage to some areas to the south, which happens to include Mount Gambier. We will have to live with this for a while, as we are in fact very lucky to have any antennas at all up there, and we thank Gambier Electronics for their generous support in allowing us to relocate our antennas onto their tower. We are hopeful that we may be allowed to reorient our antennas into a better spot at a later time. Planning for our convention and the 2021 Australian Fox Hunting Championships continues, and at this stage it is looking good for the usual full catering during the day as well as the Sunday night dinner. The usual trader tables will be present, along with the homebrew competition, club table, and of course the usual social interaction, with social distancing applying, of course. Planning is well advanced for the fox hunts, and this year we will have our new and very expensive electronic scoring system in use for the first time. All of this, of course, dependent on the COVID-19 situation as it applies at the time. The event is scheduled for the Queen's Birthday long weekend on Saturday the 12th and Sunday the 13th of June 2021. We suggest that you book your accommodation now. Further details regarding bookings, etc., will be released by the Convention Committee in due course, so keep an ear out for those. We continue to hold our business meetings on air, as it seems to be very time efficient and also allows some of our more senior members who no longer enjoy driving at night to attend. We are holding our activity nights at the club rooms, as it allows for physical presentations which would not be possible on air. At our last activity night, Greg VK5ZGY gave us a short look at hearing aid batteries. On the surface, this appears to be a very mundane topic, but in fact it proved to be very interesting. Do you know why they have the little brown stick-on tag on them? Because it covers three very small holes, and when the sticker is removed, it allows air, yes, air, to get into the battery, which then activates it. For more on this little-known fact, Google air-activated batteries. Very few, if any of us present, knew of this, and a number of us use hearing aids. That brings me to a halt for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish all of you a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And from the South Coast Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Steph, VK5 Hotel Sierra X-Ray, on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. The club will be holding its buy and sell on Sunday the 7th of March at 11 Railway Road, Seaford Meadows. The event is open to all, sellers in at 8 a.m, buyers are in at 9. Tables are $10 each and entry fee is $5 per person. There will be a barbecue and drinks available on the day. If you wish to table, contact me, Steph, on 0473 145 768 or by email at secretary@scarc.org.au. Hope to see you there, and normal COVID practices will apply. This has been Steph on behalf of the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Well, last Thursday night, the North East Radio Club was involved in a scout activity at the Barracks Road Scout Hall, and communications were being made possible using handhelds and some other equipment. And involved as well as the Scout Hall at Barracks Road was another one at Elizabeth. And contacts were made on HF and 2 metre simplex, and also on the linked repeater system. So thanks to everyone who was involved, and it was good to start showing amateur radio to some of the younger people. And last Friday night's general meeting, Ben, VK5BB, gave a lecture on hotspots for use in the various digital modes, such as D-Star, C4FM, DMR, etc. It was a very well presented lecture, with lots of hotspot examples on the table in front of us. And the meeting was well attended and received, by all those that were in the hall, and also on Zoom. So many thanks once again, Ben, for that very good session. Gave us a good introduction to hotspots. Now, the next meeting of the Northeast Radio Club will be on Friday the 12th of March, and it will be a lecture about microwave communication presented by David VK5KK. So get at the hall at about 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And of course, remember that the COVID rules still apply. So hope to see you get along there and find out all about microwaves. And of course, come up on the FTroopNet every Fridays at 5 p.m. on the link repeater system. And you'll find Tony, VK5FBIC, there, and we'll have a couple of rounds and talk about various subjects. That's the FTroopNet every Fridays at 5 p.m. And, of course, the Coffee Corona Club net is still going on the Houghton repeater every Wednesdays at 9 a.m. And Phil, VK5SRP, is our barista. But this week, the real Coffee Club will not be at the library, because the library is booked next week for the Writers' Week. So we're going to adjourn across the road to Cafe Primo in Tea Tree Plaza at 10 a.m. So come along and have a good coffee and perhaps some pancakes. So that should be very good. So just remember that next Wednesday's Coffee Club will be at the Primo Cafe in Tea Tree Plaza. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Theo, VK5IR, on behalf of AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group, with an update regarding our monthly fox hunts. The next monthly fox hunt is scheduled for Friday the 12th of March. Hunters meet at the starting point in the car park at Lockleys Oval, Rutland Avenue, Lockleys, from 6:15 p.m. This hunt will again see us hunting a couple of 2-metre hidden transmitters throughout the Adelaide metropolitan area. During last month's hunt, we also had a bonus ultra-low-powered 70-centimetre fox deployed, and we are hoping to see this fox hidden again during the March fox hunt. The frequency of the foxes will once again be broadcast on AREG's VK5RSB 70-centimetre repeater on 439-900MHz a few minutes before the 6:30 p.m. start time, with all invited to liaise and discuss their progress on the repeater throughout the night. As usual, this event is open to all interested parties, be it members and non-members, so we hope to see you all there. We're also happy to advise that the April hunt will be another foot-based hunt and BYO picnic to be held on Sunday, April the 11th. Details for this hunt are still being confirmed, so stay tuned and save the date. Finally, for those unable to participate in our regular monthly Friday night car hunts, the May hunt will be held on Saturday, May the 15th. Yes, that's right, Saturday, May the 15th. Details are still being finalised for this one as well, so be sure to keep an eye on our website and Facebook page. There's a lot of fox hunting blood in Adelaide, so get that gear out and come and join us. Everyone is welcome. Finally, if you'd like to stay up to date with what we're doing at AREG, why not consider subscribing to the AREG News mailing list? This is open to everyone, and all you have to do to subscribe is send an email to announce-subscribe@areg.org.au. Again, to subscribe, all you need to do is send an email to announce-subscribe@areg.org.au, and you'll be emailed whenever we release news and updates. 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.